guys, welcome to Discovery Land Online. Have you ever been fishing before?
Fishing can be a lot of work, especially if you're fishing without the proper supplies. You might not catch anything.
That's right.
I know, I've been trying to catch some fish and I can't catch anything because I don't have the proper fishing pole.
No, you don't. What's up with your fishing pole?
I don't have a magnet on the end. I can't get them.
Goodness sakes. But when you have what you need, it's possible to catch fish. Just like this.
You did it, Miss Michelle.
I did. Pretty cool, huh?
I can't catch anything.
Here, I feel bad. I'm going to share.
Thank you for sharing.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Now I can catch something too.
See if you can catch.
Okay, here we go. Yay!
You got it. Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. Today we'll learn about a special fishing trip and the first people who followed Jesus with everything that they had. Our wonder truth today is I can follow God. So what we do is we can point to ourselves, I can follow, and let's make a little curve, God, and point straight up. Now let's put that all together. Are you guys ready? I can follow God. Good job. Now let's praise God together and tell him all the ways that we will follow him forever.
A whole lot of love. love me a whole lot of lotta, a whole lot of lotta, a whole lot of lotta, lot of lotta, love me a whole lot of lotta, a whole lot of lotta, a whole lot of lotta, lot of lotta, and I know no matter what, he never stops, cause he loves me a whole lot of lotta, a whole lot of lotta, a whole lot of lotta, lot of lotta, yeah.
Thank you, God, that you made me, and I am your kin. Jesus loves me so much, his love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me, and I can follow you. My life can tell your story, I no wonder this is true.
Guys, you may remember our friend Tack, the curious cat. She always is asking questions. She has a question for you. Are you guys ready?
Hi, kids. Do you remember me? I'm Tack, and I'm curious. Does anyone here like to play games? I really like games, too. One of my favorite games is Follow the Leader. Does anyone else like to play that game?
What do you like about that game?
I like seeing what the leader comes up with. When I'm the leader, I like to slink down low on the ground like a snake, or do lots of rolls. Sometimes, I like to jump way up high and see if others can jump that high too. But when someone else is the leader, I think it's really fun to see what they want to do.
That is cool, Tack. I never really thought about it like that. When I'm the leader, I really like to dance and have everyone dance with me.
Oh, I bet your dance moves are great.
Oh, I don't know about that. But you do have me thinking about one of the best leaders ever, and that's Jesus. There's an amazing story in the Bible about Jesus we'll explore today.
Sounds great. I can't wait. But now I'm going to go find my friends. Maybe we can play Follow the Leader. I wonder what the leader will ask me to do.
Have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. What do you like to do when you're the leader? Did you ever stop to think about how you can follow God? Today's Wonder Truth is, I can follow God. Today we'll discover how we can follow God. Before we start today's part of God's big story, we have to do our pay attention glasses, our listening ears, and zip lock and button these babies. So here we go. Putting on our pay attention eyes. Mine are big saucer sleds.
Ooh, mine are big snowflakes.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Now let's reach up and grab those listening ears and put those on. Mine are earmuffs.
Mine are snowballs.
Oh, wow. My ears are cold today. All right. And let's zip, lock, and button on three. One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button.
Let's get our hearts ready by praying.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, God, for being here today. Help us listen to the words you want us to hear. Help us understand the wonder of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Did you know Jesus asked people to follow him? I think that's just amazing. His followers are called disciples.
Yes.
It's kind of a cool word, isn't it? For the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about the part of God's big story when Jesus was a grown-up and what happened with some of the people that he hung out with. We have this little Jesus here, and he's just going to hang out with us. Today, we're going to hear about what happened and learn that we can follow God. I'm going to need your help, though, so keep those listening ears on.
One day, Jesus was walking along the shore of a big lake called the Sea of Galilee.
Everyone say, "Hi, Jesus!"
People were following Jesus and listening to him. While he was talking, Jesus noticed two fishermen near their boats on the shore. Their names were Simon and Andrew.
Everyone say, "Hi, Simon and Andrew!" Jesus got into one of the boats and asked Simon to push it out into the water. As Simon did this, Jesus kept teaching from the boat to the crowd on the shore. When Jesus had finished what he was saying, he told Simon to go out into the deep water and let down the nets and catch some fish.
Everyone say, "Go catch some fish, Simon!"
Simon said to Jesus, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I'll let down the nets."
Simon and Andrew hadn't caught any fish all day long, and they didn't think this would be any different. But something amazing happened. Fish began filling their nets, and they had so many fish, the nets began to break.
Oh, everyone say, "Whoa!" Some of Simon and Andrew's friends came over with another boat to help them bring all their fish to shore. That had to be a ton of fish if they needed another boat. From that moment, Simon, Andrew, and both of their friends with the other boat all left everything to follow Jesus.
Yes, they may have thought they were not great fishermen since they hadn't caught any fish on their own. They may have also thought they weren't the kind of people that Jesus would want to follow him. But when Jesus called them, they decided to follow him. You can do that too.
Everyone say, "I can follow God." Jesus called his first followers to share the good news about him with everyone. He said he would teach them to fish for people.
What does that mean, Miss
Michelle?
That's
kind of odd, isn't it? That's pretty exciting, though, if you really think about it. What are some ways you share things that you're excited about? I would text you, Miss Evelyn.
You would text me?
I would.
Yes, I would probably jump up and down and yell because I'm so excited.
Oh, that's cool.
Those are amazing ideas. Today we're going to sing a song about how we can follow God.
Are you ready? Yeah! Are you ready? Yeah! Here we go. One, two. Ready, set, go. Thank you.
Just like the first disciples, we can follow God. We can also share about him with others too.
Let's pray and talk to God now. God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to follow you. You have the perfect path, and we can walk with you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, now we're going to hold out our hands to receive our blessing.
I love this part.
Me too. Jesus called his first disciples and calls us to follow him too. May God watch over us who are his children and give us courage and confidence to follow him and share his love with others.